I think the biggest feeling and experience that I had during the pandemic was one of anger. And I felt like because my mother, 88 years old, she's now 89, with Parkinson's disease and chronic lymphocytic leukemia, my biggest job was to keep her safe. And even though I'm also in a higher risk category, being a little bit older, overweight person, I was concerned less about myself and more about what could happen if my mother got exposed to the virus. And so my entire family, both my partner and my brother and his wife who live nearby, we all really followed the whole protocol of locking down and masks and hand washing and all of those things to the letter. And then that just went on for so long and for so long and for so long. And of course, initially we all thought it was going to be short term and that it ended up getting worse and worse. And I'm not really 100% sure where my anger is directed. And I've really been thinking a lot about that, knowing that I was going to have the opportunity to tell my story about the pandemic. I think initially I was angry at the world and particularly the man who was the president of our country at the time that the pandemic started in our country and how he handled it and the confusing messages that came out about masks. And then I was angry at my community and the people in my community who didn't want to believe the science and wanted to not wear their masks in the grocery store and not do all of those things. And for 2 years, I feel like I put my life on hold, as did my brother and his wife, and as I said, my partner and even my brother's children, because my mother needed us in her life to be able to provide support to her. I go every Saturday, do her groceries, do her pillbox, cut her toenails, the things that she needs done that she can't do herself anymore. She's been living in an independent, a senior living, but with no services attached. It was just an apartment that she lived in. And we had home care from a visiting nurse association come in 3 times a week to help her shower and clean the apartment and so forth. And one of the homemakers or the caregivers that came was an anti-vaxxer. So we knew that she wasn't vaccinated, although she was wearing her mask all the time. It still was like, what do we do? How do we handle this? Because we can't take care of mom ourselves. She needs this care, but we don't have control over whether, who the agency sends as her caregiver. So I think just all of that feeling of this is a time more than ever that we need to be a community and we need to care about each other. I also have a coworker who also is an anti-vaxxer and very open about that, and having to, it's actually somebody that I supervise. So having to be in the role of kindly encouraging my team to get vaccinated because that's what our organization's policy was, encourage your staff to get vaccinated and do your best to educate them. And I did, and the staff person, nothing that I would say or any information I would share was going to change their mind because they don't vaccinate their children for anything. They don't vaccinate at all. So I knew that was going to happen. But then for me, it was also this person who I love that I've worked with for years is putting my mother at risk for dying of COVID because, again, early on, we didn't really understand exactly all of the transmission pieces. So we managed to survive for 2 years of being very careful, and she was fine, and we were all fine. And then in January of this year, she acquired COVID and she almost died. She did go to the hospital. She thought she was going to die. We thought she was going to die. She didn't. But it compromised her health so much that she couldn't live alone anymore. And she's now had to move into assisted living, which is very, very expensive. And she doesn't have enough money to live there the rest of her life. So she's going to end up in a Medicaid bed in a nursing home someday because she doesn't have enough resources to stay in assisted living forever. And then my partner's father got COVID in February and died. And his mother died 2 weeks later. And so now, and then shortly after my mother got it, I got it, my partner got it. So we've sort of all come out the other side now, at least for my family. But my partner lost both of his parents after us doing everything exactly the way that we were supposed to. And we're still having people fighting about, is this real? Is it not? Do we have to wear masks? Do we not? And I guess I'm just, I haven't really resolved that anger that I have towards my community, my coworker, and other people who didn't take this seriously and just kept saying, well, it's only people over 65. Like, they don't matter. Like, who can... So that's really been my experience, is just trying to keep my family safe and being really angry at the people who have chosen not to keep the rest of their community safe.